Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition-free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is Attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.
Talking a whole bunch of shit that I ain't trying to hear. Get back, you don't know me like that.
Get back, you don't know me like that.
Geek, woo, woo. I ain't playing around. Make one box move, I take it down.
Get back,
you don't know me like that.
Get back, you don't know me like that.
So come on, don't. Get swung on, it's the knick-knack, paddy-whack, steel riding Cadillacs, family off the street,
back.
My homie.
Welcome back to Middays with Marcus Mavis. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station. Our DJ is 100% heating up the booth today. And speaking of heating up the booth, I'll remind you that temperature control is one of the most valuable resources one could have. And if you agree, then you should know that DFH Company is the company for you. Simply dial 968-6222, or you can look them up online at dfhcompany.com. Make sure you look into that Mitsubishi mini split like the one we use here at the 93.9 studios for that hard to heat, hard to cool room in your home. Again, 968-6222, or look them up online at dfhcompany.com.
Also, the NBA is back, actually tonight, opening night.
Boom.
DraftKings Sportsbook. Did you see the Lakers sign Jay Huff, by the way?
Yeah, I did.
You said that too? Yeah, that's pretty awesome.
Because he can play.
Yeah, the NBA is back.
Terrence Mann can play.
At DraftKings Sportsbook, an authorized sports betting partner of the NBA, the key to victory is a strong starting five. New customers can bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game. And if they do, they win $200 in free bets. Y'all ready for this? Why not make your roster? Washington. Washington. And oh, yeah. Washington. Get it?
Yes.
Five singles.
Pops and I about 45 minutes yesterday to figure it out. It's very clever.
It's clever.
Very clever.
It is clever. It's good.
Yeah, I was like, well, there's PJ Washington, but are there any other Washingtons in the league? Do they mean just take the entire Wizards team?
Yeah,
no. Anyway, I'm derailing the read. Go.
No, it needs to be a minute. You're doing well. DraftKings Sportsbook customers can also get skin in the game with same-game parlays. Combine multiple bets from the same game for a bigger payout. The more legs you add, the more money you can win. DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. Download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now. Use promo code WLCL. Bet just $5 on any NBA team to win their game and win $200 in free bets. If they win, you win with the promo code WLCL this week at DraftKings Sportsbook, an authorized sports betting partner of the NBA. Must be 21 or older, in and only, new customers only. Restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And if you got a gambling problem, call 1-800-9-WITH-IT. We're back to 9 with it. That's good. Also, a little change in scheduling for me. Vegas. We actually are going to be doing conference tourney week now. Not weekend of. You remember how I said I was going to go the weekend of the first round?
Mm-hmm.
Actually move that back. We're going to be doing conference tourney week.
That's a better
time. So that'd be fun. Of course, I'll be on the air every day with you. But that will be a fun thing. Also, we got an update. Texter said, cell tower on top of a scraper.
Jesus.
Oh, my God.
Wait a minute. Explain to somebody who just joined us at the 11 o'clock hour. Re-rack what just happened, Steve.
Oh.
Because this is. It's humbling.
No, very much
it's
so.
It's flattering.
Yes. First, let me say that. Very much so.
And it's insane.
Texter says, I'm listening 600 feet in the air and just lost an AirPod.
That should be a commercial.
Oh, yeah.
We have somebody 600 feet in the air on a cell phone tower listening to Marcus, Steve, and Nikki.
Listen anywhere around the world on the GE Appliances Podcast Center. Yeah.
Whatever cell phone tower you work in, we should have a sponsorship as well.
Wow. Well, I was wondering, and now I feel bad because I'm like, man, you're texting back. What's going on? It's like, oh, my God. This dude's texting.
And that means he's texting on the tower.
Dangling off of it.
Yeah. And listen, I went back and looked.
What's the movie, Cliffhanger?
This is an excellent texter. I mean, it's an excellent texter. Great text. I mean, excellent.
Oh, my God. Yeah. I would hate to be the reason.
Oh, you my
know
God.
How, but you know how confident you got to be up there just cracking up at us?
Wow. Dude, that is a guy that, like, that's a badass.
He knows
what
he's doing.
Yeah, he's up there. I mean, his, like, normal day is he's fighting off, like, peregrine falcons and, like, dealing with wind gusts, dangling from, like, a thing.
Gracious.
Yeah, like, dropping, like, expensive appliances. Yeah.
Oh, dude, that, like, it makes me queasy. No, I'm getting, like, texting up there.
And how cold is it up there?
Yeah.
Oh.
But that is his just, like, whatever.
Also, you know, after Tuesday. He's doing that so I can make a phone call to him.
Right, right. He's doing all of that, like, death-defying stuff and listening to us goof around.
Salute.
Salute. Yeah, seriously.
Salute 262.
Like,
and,
absolutely.
And think about it. Think about this.
Why did I use that?
I
grabbed my Tyler Mountain water bottle. There we go. Yeah.
If one call doesn't go through, we're like, I don't know who these damn people are working the cell phone towers.
Gosh. Texter said, I just puckered up and I don't mean my lips.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Says, never mind. I'm not reading that. I'll read that one to Marcus. I need an adult. Depends.
I know.
Texter says, yes. I'm the guy who have Marcus the dryer.
Ah. It's big. Well, I won't say names.
Okay.
I won't say names on here.
Okay. Okay, but you know who that
is. Yes,
then.
Yes.
Okay, listen, because I am not going to correct this man's, like, well, I think you put the wrong word. This guy's over here texting. I'm like, sir, I think you put the wrong word in that sentence.
We got somebody on the line?
That's incredible, man. Thank you for doing that. But
we do. We have Lawrence, and I think he is
on a cell tower.
He's not 600 feet in the air.
You can try to type the name in, though, please.
Oh, yeah. I forgot that thing works. Sorry.
Lawrence, thanks for joining us on 93.9. What's on your mind?
I'm irritated. You want to know why I'm irritated?
You're 600 feet in the air and dropped an AirPod?
Lawrence. I'm listening, Lawrence.
One, they got four offensive kits in the ACC, and they're not ranked. You telling me that it's five better teams than Louisville right now in the ACC? Let me guess. The first team, they picked Duke at number one because of Coach K. And they don't think Lou was good enough to be ranked right now. Like, I feel like this team just got disrespected. And even though Coach Mack won't be gone for six games, that could be booming for them.
You don't think that six games, like, they had to factor that in and just say, yeah, it's going to take Louisville a little while to catch up?
I think that team is good without Coach Mack for those six games. And I think they're going to be way better when Coach Mack come back from those six games. Because I believe in this team this year. I believe they can make a deep run to the Final Four. I don't know what other guys, I don't know what those Benedict, Wearcraft are seeing up for, seeing ACC team right now. I don't know what they going for their mind. Because you got Cuban, you got the roster deep, you got big man. You telling me there are five teams better than Louisville in the ACC right now? Man,
Lawrence, listen. Don't be too frustrated. I appreciate the call.
I mean, you don't think it's? I think it's fair.
Yeah.
Like, I'm not even that guy. Like, Nick's not gonna hang up on him. He refuses. No, he refuses.
I put him down.
He refuses.
He was in another world.
Just refuses.
How far?
Yeah.
Were you from our world just now?
I potted. Look, I got it before the click. Before there was the click. And I stumbled on a thing of Muppets as Tupperware on Twitter. It was It was damn good. It was damn good. What, I took a 1 minute reprieve there.
I would rather you just be honest and say what I'm looking at.
It was. It was Muppets and Tupperware. I would rather
you do that. I appreciate it.
Just Muppets and Tupperware.
Texas says, I just smoked my first joint. I fell 800 feet. And I'm listening.
Feels like you fell 800 feet. You probably just slipped off your chair.
Yes.
Or you've been sitting there the whole time.
I think he meant he was really high.
I get it.
Let me address Lawrence's thing really quick.
Mm-hmm.
I'm actually not.
Yeah, rankings came out.
Yeah.
They had Louisville number 6 in the ACC.
Yeah, media rankings came out. Had Louisville number 6 in the ACC. Malik Williams, number 2. Second team, all ACC. I'm not really that upset at the preseason. Actually, because listen, I agree. Locally, I look at that. Now, I'm gonna get to that in a second. But what they see was you lost David Johnson, you lost Carly Jones. You went through the transfer portal. You didn't. Your recruiting class was good. It was top 15, you know, like, but it was. I think that to me, it's
the unknowns.
Yeah.
Listen, this. Okay, big picture. Let's do a big picture conversation.
Okay.
Your traditional media outlets are either going to have to start studying teams more,
mm-hmm.
or you're going to have to start getting your information from more people who know versus people who just tell you every year the same thing.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Because you and I, we know the names of transfers that we almost got or didn't get and where they went to and, you know, what the other schools have, you know, on a normal basis, right?
Yeah.
There's a lot of these writers and voters and traditional media, they don't know anything except for Coach Mack is suspended and they got that one dude, Malik, coming back.
Yeah.
And they lost Dave, like you said, they lost David and Carly. I guess about 6. You know what I'm saying? Like, media... Traditional media, okay, with the world is changing, people. And, Steve, the conversation of program strength is diminishing.
Yeah.
And, like, I want people to understand what I'm saying. The conversation of program strength is a diminishing conversation because y'all listening, everyone's listening to the coaching carousel conversation starting to heat up.
Mm-hmm.
Now, something that's like attached to these coaches' conversations is what kind of NIL do I have locked in
mm-hmm.
when I get there? This is a thing now. This will be the first round, Steve, of coaching firings
yeah.
where NIL lock-ins are a part of the conversation.
Mm-hmm.
Steve, this is going to be the first year, the first round, the first season, Steve, where a coach can change schools based on NIL
mm-hmm.
and who's coming with me.
Mm-hmm.
Who's coming with me?
Yeah.
Because we got one-time transfer. You can go with the coach today. If coach, let's say Jimbo Fisher, like, you know, he was just a big name getting tossed around. Jimbo Fisher, Texas A&M. He can take the LSU job and bring his quarterback, mm-hmm. his two edge rushers, and somebody else. And in one season, you know what LSU's going to be ranked?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
If Jimbo sure. Fisher and if LSU says, we got at least 6 million in NIL opportunities sitting between 4 companies.
Oh, sure.
Bring your rear end here. So the reason program strength is a diminishing conversation because now Marcus Maben has to mature, and now I got to fire coaches quicker. Mm-hmm. I got to get my NIL package together.
Mm-hmm.
I got to get my NIL package together, and I got to find out what coach is going to bring 7 studs with him so next year I'm not settling for I'm not settling for rebuilding conversation. I'm not settling for the traditional, you know, program talk. No, like Tennessee, you can go out there, you can get a coach, have an NIL package, and this coach can bring 12 dudes on this side of the ball because we already got 23 dudes on that side of the football. Mm-hmm. We should be competing next year for the SEC title.
Yeah.
One move.
Yeah. I mean, I agree.
Yeah, yeah. That, like, that's the world. Like, do you agree that's the world we're entering now?
I agree. Because I did hear Drew say something about, like, it basically rankings now, preseason rankings, are, I mean,
yes,
are just going to be tough.
Yeah.
They're going to be tough from here going on out, man.
If you don't know the intricate details of the transfers, you know.
And if all I know is Louisville lost their two top players and they went to the transfer market and Coach Mack suspended and.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah, and six is strong. Six is a respectful number to lose whatever percentage of your offense is David Johnson and Carly. I bet we have some ridiculous. They accounted for this much.
This
percentage. Like I said, when you say Quinn, Carly, David, who else did we lose? Well, even if you just say them, hey, Louisville lost, you know, 68% of their scoring. They got a, you know, a grad transfer, a junior college grad transfer. Like, if you don't know anything about L. Ellis,
yeah,
and still to say you're going to be suspended a whole month, you got three unproven dudes, you know, 8, 9, 10 point a game guy in Noah Locke, a 6-year transfer in Faulkner. You know what I'm saying? Like. You can say these names and say, well, to still be six with all that movement is saying, okay, I know Mac knows what he's doing with these grad transfers. He you know, that's one thing I'm comfortable. He gets the best out of his grad transfers.
Yeah, but now let me say this because this is the other side of my point on this. I'm okay with sixth.
Media ranking.
Louisville fan, Steve. There's too much talent on this team to finish. Because what I thought about was Drew asked Mark this morning. He said, would you be okay if they finished there?
Mm.
I wouldn't be.
Mm.
I think there's too much talent.
What's the floor?
A five. Mm-hmm. And I know that's you're like, oh, Steve, that's just one more. Yeah, I don't care. That's a big deal.
Okay, five means I'm supposed to be four, but I'm
a game
up.
Or two off.
Yeah, I slipped up a couple.
I can live with that.
Yeah,
I can live with that. If I'm fifth in the ACC, I mean, don't get me wrong, six. I'm not just saying like, oh, the whole season's
okay,
a wash.
Okay, let me ask you this, Steve. Listen, Steve.
Yeah.
Golly. No,
14 dudes. The guys I got,
I feel like
there's no what.
Listen,
you got feisty.
Yeah. No,
listen,
if
Nikki,
he finishes eighth, then I'm.
It's funny you said that because Steve, the way he answered, I just had a flashback to one of my more recent female friend conversations where I said, "Okay, listen, let me present this to you," and I said two words, and it was like, "No," and I was like. You have absolutely zero idea what I'm about to say. Steve, you're eight climbing up to five late season, or you're two falling to five? Which one would make you feel more comfortable?
I mean, you always want to be rising, but I mean, it depends on what my.
But that means you're spending your season.
Yeah, but what if I'm two and they're separated? See, there's got to be context to it too. If I'm two,
but, yeah, one game,
and they're separated by a game,
yep.
And I lose to Duke and Virginia, and I fall to five. Well, then yeah, I would rather be that.
Two and fall to five.
Yeah, I mean,
can I tolerate two falling to five? My job sucks.
But typically,
it's two falling to five.
See, but here's the thing: in a conference like the ACC, typically two through five is pretty interchangeable. Usually, you might have one team that kind of jumps up, but people don't care about that as much because it's like people totally forget Louisville's a two seed. Just a couple years ago, when the tournament got canceled,
were a two seed
behind Florida State. You know, it's like I mean, we're right there.
And have you seen what those Florida State dudes are doing in the league?
Yeah, they're pretty good.
They're dominating.
Yeah.
It's like
the it's a good conversation. You want to know what the text line says? Steve, what's your opinion on recreational marijuana? What do you do if your kids bring home pot in high school?
That's a respectful text, Steve.
Yeah.
That's a respectful text because it's not like we bear ourselves to the world, and we have good advice.
No, I know. I agree.
On life and...
And if you want my honest opinion, since you've asked, I think that when you're 18, you, listen, I'll put an 18-year-old, I'd put an 18-year-old limit on it. I think, to me, if you can drink alcohol, you can do that. 18, if you want to smoke weed, you should be able to. I don't do it, but I don't particularly want my kid doing it. But I don't really want my kid. I don't drink, and I don't particularly want my kid going out and getting drunk and driving either. So, you know, I have to teach him the, you know. So in my opinion, I think it's okay. Now, I don't think you need to. There may be a limit on it. I mean, yeah, if you get caught with 4 pounds. You should probably.
You could call with four pounds of anything. Chances are, and you ain't hosting a barbecue, then you might have a problem.
Yeah, just my opinion.
I don't know, man. I've known some smokers, and
I have two.
Is not that much,
but I don't know. But well, here's my thing, though, and this is what people always ask me. I'm like, yeah, I know people who smoke weed, and I know people who have drank, and I haven't saw too many people that smoke weed have jumped in the car and killed somebody. So, maybe if you want to do that, why don't you do that? I don't know. I know a lot of good people that do it. It just helps their nerves.
Get a pound. Yeah.
Listen.
It'll keep you in the house.
Truth be told, I don't want to say it to them, but I mean, I go in my religious circle. I know somebody who's like, dude, I don't want to take
Anti-depression.
Yeah. That's his thing. Like, I'm not against it. Look, I mean, I've had to a little bit myself. So, like, trust me, I am not knocking that at all. It helped me a ton. But he was like, I don't want to do that. I would rather, a little bit of marijuana every couple of days just helps me. You know, he's like, I don't do anything. It helps me. So I'm like, yeah, dude, whatever.
Bowl or blunt. Quick commercial break. Midday with Marcus Maben on 93.9 The Ville.
Joint.
I was gonna clean my room until I got high. I was gonna get up and find the broom, but then I got high. My room is still messed up, and I know why.
Why, man?
Yeah.
Welcome back. It's Middays with Marcus Maben. 8150, 93.9 is the number. 93.9 is the station.
A lot of activity on the text line. And we read every, I want you to know, we read every one of them.
I think we're learning our demographic.
Somebody in Arizona. We had somebody in Arizona said where it is legal.
So, just waiting for that Cheeto sponsorship.
Days of Marcus Maven.
What's today's? I guess so. While I got everybody listening, everybody seems to be partaking. But you hit up Four Pegs or something today. Shout out to Four Pegs. Yeah, it'll be
some wings.
Listen, you won't regret it.
Trust fries, me. some good stuff.
They got some stuff for you listeners right now.
Nikki V is going to, after the show, he will be over Pop Show at Bobby V. They'll be taking Chris Mack, I think, at 12:30.
Yep, 12:30.
So 12:30.
Ian Biscuit got the reins, got
okay,
us all.
Okay, and then, yeah. Ian Biscuit. Okay, well, you probably don't want to hear Nick talk. So
no.
If you want to just wait and then go over there at 12:30.
12:30, that's appointment listening. After that, who the hell knows?
I know. Also, Louisville football's back in action Saturday when the Cards host Boston College and ESPN Louisville's your home for the most pre- and post-game coverage. Join Pat Jaggers and Taylor Lynch Saturday at 2 on 93.9 The Ville for the Miller Lite pregame show. They've been doing a good job with that. And then directly following the game, the Miller Lite postgame show with Mark Ennis. Well, we're the first place that will take your calls here live from Coach Satterfield. Look, it's funny. They've changed it. It's not Coach Satterfield anymore. It's Scott Satterfield. You hear from Scott? And if it's a little football, look, if they lose, you'll be hearing from Scott. If they win, Coach Satterfield. If it's Louisville football, we're talking about it right here on ESPN Louisville. That is pretty impressive, man. I mean, like, 2 o'clock, tune in. You have coverage all the way up right till 8 o'clock at night. So we do it right over
okay,
here.
Okay, give me some vibes, Steve.
Okay, we haven't talked a lot of football today, so that'll be
give me some Boston College first vibes. Texters. I'm listening.
Getting high makes me want to clean.
There are cleaners, there are exercisers, and there are eaters.
Yeah.
There's no drivers.
I know.
There's no drivers.
Texter said, if I don't smoke, I don't sleep.
Then there's that.
With the war on tobacco rising, Kentucky's cash crop being lost on a daily level by farmers, it makes sense to legalize the one industry that would help these farmers with major income boost.
Yeah, gambling too.
I know. We just want some debauchery. Why is it too much to ask for?
Yeah. I'm. You know, I don't want you grading. I don't want you having a monopoly on morality.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Like, come on now. Yeah. So, anyways, some people want to get high and go gamble.
Golly. And you're taking that from him.
Look, our country could use a little bit of a unifying force. And people that don't like each other become friends when passing around a little bit of the.
Speaking of that, text earlier says that, of course, a leftist like Neely is irrational. Would you like to speak on that, Nick?
Why do they do that? Why do you do that? What?
When you were gone, me and Nick decided we were going to put in a couple new segments. One is going to be it was like a minute long politics segment where we go 1 minute and we just go straight world politics, and we use words like liberal, conservative, CNN, Fox News. We're just going to get dirty.
The left.
For 1 minute, we're just going to get dirty on it. Just dirty politics.
Absolutely hating on each other.
And then we're going to put in a NHL segment.
Yeah, and then Puck and A.
Yeah, Puck and A.
Thing is, I almost want to put it up to vote. What would you rather us have? Sling-butted each other about political views?
I don't know.
Or talk hockey?
60 seconds, I can get a lot out.
No, I know. That's
might
what I'm saying.
Good therapy.
Just 60 seconds. Dexter says Trump supporters are ridiculous.
That's how you know you're doing sports radio, right? If you have both sides.
Yeah. This is good. This is great. We have too many dad politicians to let us gamble or smoke freely. I mean, it'd be a great segment. And I think that's going to be
the unifying force.
Texter says 2 weeks ago you trashed Mitch McConnell and Amy McGrath. Who do you want? Neither one of them. Listen, Marcus, I didn't trash. That was actually the conversation that made us think about it, because I said all I'm saying is I think somebody who's been in politics for 30 some years.
Are you doing this?
I said it's time to move on.
Are you doing this?
That's all I'm saying. And somebody was like, "Yeah, you can't be a Republican." I'm like, "Yeah, no, I very much am."
See?
And I think it should be somebody else other than Mitch McConnell. I don't know what you want. Would somebody put up somebody? Maybe I need to run.
Relief pitcher.
It's like the only thing we can get to run is Matt Jones. Like, can we do something else? Can we find somebody?
Maven just signaled for a lefty because he's a lib.
Yeah. Some sacrificial lamb.
I know. I'm like, come on, man.
God.
Texter asked, is pot and gambling a good idea? Somebody said, let's get dirty on politics. Texter says, let's go Brandon. Kind of funny. Trump had a fire eulogy for Colin Powell, who passed away. Colin Powell was a great man. He's a great man. This is what we do.
Man, COVID complications is why he died?
Yeah. I think so with Colin Powell. Yeah,
and he
was
fully vaxxed. Damn.
He's a good dude, man. I loved Colin Powell.
Yeah.
I loved Colin Powell. Texter says, Trump actually won. Y'all haven't been paying attention. Time to wake up, America. McConnell is a rhino, Steve.
Wait, McConnell's a rhino?
Yeah.
I thought he was a toad. There's so many different animals.
Well, that's all I will say. He was very much outspoken until as soon as it looked like Trump was going to lose, he was like, "Oh, I don't really like the guy anyway." Well, thanks, Mitch. Thanks for fighting the battle. Yeah, thank you. Vote for Steve.
Did they take him off Twitter?
as politicians are called, conservatives. Prove me wrong. No, we're doing this now. Y'all want to do this? Hell with Boston College. Let's do it.
If you wear Air Monarchs, are you a Republican? Is it?
What? I've never had them. What is a...
They just said dads, and that's the official dad shoe.
Yeah.
Pops rocks like the Asics version.
Did Trump really do that? I'll have to read that quote.
Dude, the...
said it was like he made plenty of mistakes, but anyway, may he rest in peace.
The irony is that we're going to unite.
Do you see why everybody sounds so... To Marcus Maben.
Trump won, LOL, question mark.
To Marcus Maben. This is only my opinion. To Marcus Maben, if you use those words, all those keywords... Actually, I may... You know what? I saw something today, and this is... Listen, y'all derailed it. This is y'all fault.
Oh, yeah. Charles Booker is a socialist.
I'm going to make a list.
Y'all want to do it? Let's do it.
Listen, I saw a tweet.
Do people even know what that word means?
It has basketball. Yes, answer that phone, please. It is a basketball meme, right? Mm-hmm. And it had words like, just words that we always use, cheat code.
Yeah.
You know, it's basically like those words that everybody uses, Steve.
Yeah.
Put them on this little list that you have on your Twitter.
Okay.
And just mute. Once you mute those,
yeah,
it mutes the post.
Oh, I know.
I'm going to make a list, Steve.
I've done it.
Oh, I'm not going to ask you what's on
there.
Okay,
yeah, fair enough.
Don't bother that. Yeah, but I... Listen, I'm about to use that function.
Yeah.
And if your conversation with me says Democrat or Republican,
yeah,
conservative, liberal, socialist, or anything like that, mm-hmm, you will get... there's no way your stuff... Because are we still doing that, Steve? It's like, mm-hmm, I'm not doing that anymore with y'all.
Well, you may not be, but this texture says, hope the Biden people enjoy the high gas and the groceries. Big left turn. If you could agree, Brom would be our next coach next season, but Kentucky would win the national title. Which take?
No. No.
People are just like, no. Let's just
the have text
fun.
Line is on fire
Let's just
today.
Have fun.
Pipefitter Smith called and said that we should be independent. That way you could pick and choose.
I agree with that. Marcus and I are much closer to that than anything, I believe. I'm comfortable. I'm
pretty sure if the three of us ran, we could save the world.
I think so, too.
Because I'm pretty left. You're pretty right.
No, because sometimes I think...
But that's okay.
I'm like, if y'all going to be stupid, you deserve all this.
Texter says liberal means willing to respect or accept behavior.
Oh, Jesus.
Oh, God.
Oh, God. Yes. Protect me, y'all. You're getting this. We're getting attacked with this kind of stuff.
Fisher says, I smoke every day. Makes me the greatest father in the world.
But what political party does it make you?
Mm-hmm.
What shoes are you wearing?
Fisher says, I love this show.
I love this show.
Fisher says, blank the right and the left.
That's actually,
listen,
that's...
I mess with you, text.
I know.
Yeah,
that's the guy.
That
right
was
there.
When somebody pissed me off.
Yeah,
like,
use your brain.
Yeah, because somebody was like, what are you, Steve? And I was like, I don't know. I was like, I guess like I'm in the middle. I'm like, you know, look, I was like, the one side is angry at me because I don't do abortion. The other side's angry at me because I'm like, police shouldn't kill black people. I'm like, what do you want me to do?
How dare you?
I'm like, I don't know.
Pick a side,
yeah,
Steve.
I was like, I don't know. I'm kind of in the middle here.
Was that nuance I heard?
Yeah, I was like, I don't
We're
know.
We're not allowed to have nuance,
again,
Steve.
Those are my opinions. Well, not killing black people. That's... Shouldn't really
it's not an opinion.
Yeah. But, I mean, hey, listen.
Steve
I'm
with the hot
side.
Take of the day.
Yeah.
The comedian said, all they said is, we matter.
Yeah.
He said, matters.
Yeah.
Not... Needs to get extra.
Yeah, it's too much. Yeah, it's too much.
Just matters.
Yeah. Like, God, you have the NBA. Like, you know, it's like, what do you want?
Matters?
Matters.
That makes you mad?
Dwayne Johnson, 2024. I'd vote for him right now.
That's the ticket. It's just wrestlers. The Rock is the president. Kenny Omega, Secretary of State.
Yeah. Libertarian, 2024. Marcus, 4 joints, 4 beers, 4 pigs.
Let me call
That's our campaign
let me
slogan.
Let me call him right now.
Funny how people argue about stuff that neither side can fix. That's see, and Nick, me and Marcus have this conversation off the air all the time. We're like, it's like people really do think the president is like just running the like. Look, the end all be all.
Right, like it's a giant game of SimCity, and he just gets to decide. Right.
Yeah, just the end all be all. So there's a lot of that. Anyways, they're funny. They are funny texts. Yeah.
And we got Boston College all week, so don't worry about
it. Well, let me say this.
And Nikki has to prepare for his show. Go ahead.
Well, let me say closing this. Thoughts, it's 11:46. We got a couple more minutes here.
You guys are good.
Yeah, sorry. I love LH, but man, they made me burp.
Right, same.
I think it's the bottle. I do think it's the bottle. I think you inhale the...
Yeah, that could be it. Because, I don't get the same burpiness when I'm...
Yeah, it's like it makes you...
With a can.
Air. Yeah.
Or if I'm drinking like a glass, like with bourbon. Yeah. Because it's a great mixer. Yeah, sure. But... Yeah, I'm with you, man.
Yeah, that's fair enough.
See, again, another thing that unites us. Wrestling,
we agree on so much.
That's
so
what I'm saying.
Shots are a thing again.
I know, we agree so much. The George for mayor. I think I could win mayor of Shepherdsville of Louisville one day.
I got you.
I could be the mayor.
Trouble, Steve.
Listen, I live in Jefferson County now, so.
Vote for Rummage and no one gets hurt.
I
got your campaign slogan right there. We can make bumper stickers.
The text line is going crazy.
can I add one thing?
I want to read them so bad.
Listen. The text line never gets this opportunity with us.
No, I know. Yeah, we don't do this. It's like, let's have fun. Go ahead. Add one thing, Nick.
Oh, yeah. No, I want everyone, before I get labeled Pinko, like, Nick, I'm left, but I can't stand, blue, with certain things. Like, I get how annoying my side can be. Sure. So, I just want everybody to know that. Like,
I get how annoying my side can be. Like, me and Nick get along. Get along. Yeah, it's like, man, what are we talking about here? Like, come on. You're right. We're all happy.
All you got to do is respect somebody else's opinion.
Yeah.
And life gets 80% better.
Yeah.
When you just say, hey, I respect your right.
Seriously. Somebody's, ice cream, puppies, wrestling, maybe a monster truck rally. We can save this country.
Somebody's not a fan of Venice.
what moniker did they give him? CNN or MSNB?
Just woke.
Woke is definitely going to go. Woke is going on my list.
That's on my list of things I do not want to see. I was like, listen. And the funny thing was, when I moved to Norton Commons, right, my father-in-law was helping me move, and he was like, move to the woke side of town. Literally, as he said that, 2 minutes later, a guy in a Trump golf cart drove by. And I was like, do you see how we just label things? Like, I'm like, do you see? Like, I'm like, dude. I'm like, he's convinced that this is just the liberal hell of the world. And then here comes a guy in a Trump golf cart
Sodom and Gomorrah.
Yeah, and then here comes this guy. He's like, hell yeah, you know. I'm like, what? No, none of y'all know anything. God.
And if you do, you're not out here talking like this. Yeah. You're not even having these debates if you know anything.
No, it's like, golly.
Nobody ever gets a chance to do this on
Kanye
this show.
West. Starting.
No, his name is Ye.
Yeah, he's Ye now.
Yes, Ye. Sorry, I said
Ye.
Sorry.
Ye.
What?
He's Ye, Steve.
Yeah.
Legally got it changed. He also has a crazy haircut.
Really?
Yeah.
His name is Ye.
I know. Fair enough. Golly.
If you could change your name, what would it be?
Somebody said interesting sports audience crosses political lines. That is true. Because that's like some things you talk about and people are like, you're an idiot. I don't want to talk about this. you open this like it's just
this is also important because it's like, you're not gonna be able to group us in any, you're not gonna be able to divide our audience by grouping us into something.
Yeah.
It just doesn't work with us.
Dexter says the people who support woke cancel culture serialists need to be sent to the moon. I think he's talking about you, Nick.
I like cereal. What the hell is he talking about?
Wasn't that kind of cereal?
Oh.
I'm an independent. I feel you. Okay, this is a good one. I just wanted to say my 2-year-old son watched wrestling for the first time last night and is an Austin Theory fan. He repeated his name for an hour straight. That's pretty funny. That's pretty funny how kids just attach to the most random wrestler.
Austin Theory? I'm not.
Of all the guys on the show. Yeah, but that's funny because kids do that. They're just like, no, right. I like that guy.
I like, something about
him. Yeah, that guy's the man. Okay, let me finish up with this. And we'll get to more Boston College. But I am settling here on a Tuesday.
Which means it's subject to change?
No, I don't think so. To me, it's I'm surprised I've settled so early.
Mm-hmm.
9-point spread's already been bet down to 6.5.
Mm.
You got to beat Boston College. Listen.
You said that about Virginia?
Yeah.
Did you say that about Wake Forest?
No.
Okay.
No.
I don't know at all. I was asking
you. Well, and I said, if you remember, I said you needed to go 2-1 in that stretch. Mm-hmm. When you lost to Wake Forest the way you did, it was agitating. But look, I can overlook it. I said, okay, all right, let's go with this.
Virginia was unacceptable.
Virginia was completely unacceptable. You have to beat Boston College. If you opened as
Hey, Nikki, sorry.
No, go ahead. Yeah.
Go to my Twitter and look at the video I posted. Keep going, Steve.
Yeah, no, absolutely. If you're a 9-point opening favorite at home, for me, there's no excuse this weekend. And I think we will win. I even heard Mark Blankenbaker, and I agree with him. I would bet him. He said, I'm going to bet them. I said, I would bet them, too. I mean, I bet
Louisville.
Yeah, I think Louisville will win. And I'm coming
off a bye?
Listen, and I'm comfortable putting myself out there like that. No, I think, coming off a bye, Boston College at home, you're a 9-point favorite. You know, like I said, it's been bet down to 6, but Vegas thought you were 9. Listen, come on, man. You got to win that game. You got to win that game.
Why do the people hate us?
Who hates
us? The public.
Well, I don't know.
Who do they hate that's on our team?
Hey, Nick, this is a good question for you. Most hated guy in Louisville, McGee or Dino?
My mother has that.
Texter, don't be mean. You know Nikki has some. This is a tough situation.
I should take more blame for that. I shouldn't have read that. I did that just to get under Nick's skin. Because the two really aren't comparable.
I know. Don't tease Nick like that.
The two aren't comparable.
He's in a tough spot.
No, the real villain, Wake Forest.
Yeah, fair enough.
They hurt Dino first.
Yes. They hurt him, and we had to deal with that.
I always say who hurt you.
That's a good point.
I say that often.
Freaking Demon Deacons.
Mm-hmm. Go for it. That's a great point, Nick. Yeah, it is.
What's that top one?
It is McGee.
What's that top one say, Steve?
While betting, I want
unreadable.
Yes.
Okay. We got to win. 9-point spread. I don't. Why the big public movement, Steve? Just give me that last answer. Why the big public movement?
Well, I mean, if you say the text line was great today, y'all were great. Y'all were phenomenal. Y'all are great. And that's a perfect way to end it.
I got one more. Mitch McConnell has been in D.C. since the 83 Dream Game.
Yeah. I think it's an issue with KHSAA, too. No, Mark. Mark Ennis doesn't hate America. What are y'all talking? What does Mark do? I'm going right back there after the show, and I'll be like, Mark, what do you do? Because I listen to Mark. I love Mark's show. Like, there's nobody breaks it down the way he does, man. I'm like, what?
He called us comrade once, and everyone freaks out.
Jeez.
Oh, yeah, you got to be Boston College.
That's just it. That's the Tuesday takeaway.
Figure it out, or y'all are going to have to listen to me talk about Brom next week. I'm just telling you, I don't know what else to say. I don't really have a good breakdown today. We've obviously went to hell in a handbasket. So beat them, or I'm going to talk about hiring Brahms.
Middays with Marcus Bateman on 939 The Ville.
Are you ready for a job that gets you more? UPS is hiring now. As a warehouse worker, you'll earn up to $21 per hour, and you might even be eligible for a program that helps you with thousands of dollars for college, in many cases, tuition free. Search and apply now at upsjobsky.com.
Card Nation, this is attorney Alex White with SueDistractedDriver.com. Our law firm is a team of dedicated attorneys ready to fight for you. If you get injured because of someone else's negligence, their insurance company already has a legal team, and now so do you. If you or a friend or loved one are injured, find your attorney at SueDistractedDriver.com.
This is an advertisement.